come in until a little bit later in the message, but our key scripture this morning is from the book of Hebrews, and it's chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. Now, if you've been going to church for any length of time, your pastor has mentioned this scripture, and it's the scripture that we base our need to gather together to be a body of believers. This is the scripture we use to encourage folks to attend church. Now, I hear quite often from people, and mostly this is people that are convicted because they don't attend church, is, well, I don't have to go to church to be saved. Well, nowhere in Scripture does it say that you need to attend a church to be saved, but what it does say in Scripture is if you are saved, you will want to attend church. We will get into that this morning and find out why. But in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25, and I hope you have your word and your sword with you this morning, and feel free to join in with me as I read. And let us watch out for one another to provoke love and good works, not neglecting to gather together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging each other, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Now, folks, there is a day approaching when Jesus will rapture the church from the earth. And at that time, within the twinkling of an eye, all the dead in Christ will rise up first. Now, that everybody who has passed away up to the point of the rapture is already with Christ.
Amen.
But when this occurs, when the rapture occurs, their glorious renewed bodies will come up from their graves, from the mausoleums, from the sea, from wherever ashes may have been scattered. And I will tell you right now, folks, it doesn't matter if you're buried, if you're cremated, even if you get eaten by a bear. God made Adam from the dust of the ground. He can take the dust of your remains and make your new glorified body. So that's going to happen one day. So church, we have to be prepared for that. And for folks who don't like going to church, how do you think you're going to like the thousand-year reign, or how do you think you're going to like eternity in heaven? Because the church is the body of believers. We praise, honor, and worship God every time we get together. We try our best to be the hands and the feet of God every time we get together. So if you don't like being with Christians, you're not going to like being in heaven. So you need to change your mindset about these things. Now, five reasons why a Christian should regularly attend church. And folks, if you call yourself a Christian, you need to act like it. One of the biggest problems that the church has these days are people perceiving us as hypocrites. Why? Because we say one thing and we do another. Well, folks, I'm telling you, we need to practice what we preach. Act like a Christian. And a Christian will go to church. But why should we go to church? Reason number one, because Jesus Christ loves the church, and the church is his bride. Now imagine getting married and on your wedding day telling your spouse, well, you know what, I'll just come by and visit you a couple times a year, probably around Christmas and Easter. And in fact, that's what we do when we proclaim to be Christians, but we only show up to church as CEOs, Christians, or Christmas, Easter, and other special events. So we need to come together every chance we get because we are the bride of Christ. Now that means that we are faithful to Jesus Christ. We are obedient to Jesus Christ. We should act like a faithful spouse. In fact, we are co-heirs in the kingdom with Christ. We need to emulate Jesus Christ and try to be as much like him as we can.
Amen.
And we understand this through Bible verses like Ephesians 5:25, where it says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Jesus loves the church so much that he died for us, folks. We should at least love him enough to come together and try to be the church and do the work that God has called us to do.
Yeah.
Much like Jesus Christ loved the church, we ought to love the church as well. We ought to love one another so much that we can't wait to be together and be amongst one another even with all our flaws and faults. Folks, we are called to love one another. Now, the second reason why a Christian should attend church is to learn and grow. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and thankfulness in your hearts to God." It's bad enough, folks, that we avoid God's house and we avoid going to church. Please don't lie to your preacher and tell him you worship like that at home. There's no way that you can. You cannot teach and admonish one another if you're sitting on your couch or laying in your bed Sunday morning during church service. It's just not being done. So don't cheapen it by lying about it, because God already knows in our hearts what we're doing. And I'm going to tell you, worship is not when we sing songs for the first 20 minutes of church service. Worship is something we should do all day, every day in our lives. But we come together, we should come together at least twice a week, sometimes three times a week. If you look at the biblical account of the early church, they met together every day. So folks, devote some time to God. Be willing to come into His house to learn and to grow. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth." Proverbs 1:5, "Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance." How are you going to live a godly lifestyle if you don't know what a godly lifestyle is? And how are you going to know what it is if you don't learn from other Christians and through Bible study and Sunday school and your pastor's sermons? You just can't do it on your own. You need to come to church. And obtaining guidance, number three, the reason that Christians should go to church is to get guidance. Folks, your worldly friends don't care about your soul. Satan surely doesn't care about your soul. Well, Pastor, I've already been saved, and you said that once saved, always saved. That's true. But when you live a worldly lifestyle, other people are not getting the message of Christ from you. And God may be putting people in your life so you can be a positive influence on them to help bring them to salvation through the blood of Christ. But if you're living like the world, they're not going to get the message. So we get godly guidance through meeting together regularly, one with another, to help us out. In Proverbs 24:6, it says, "For by wise guidance you can wage your war, and an abundance of counselors there is victory." There's no such thing as a Lone Ranger Christian. You're not going to defeat Satan by being on your own or trying to be friends with the world. Scripture tells us that those who are friends with the world are enemies of God. That is Scripture. That's God's word, not my opinion. Proverbs 11:14, "Where there is no guidance, a people fail. But in an abundance of counselors, there is safety." Folks, Satan is tugging at us and trying his best. Look at this coronavirus going around, how it has divided people. But folks, the church should be coming together at this time. More people should be joining the church at this time. Because these things, if you think it's tough now with the coronavirus, just wait till the tribulation. Just wait till the tribulation. All right, our reason number four why Christians should go to church is for Christian fellowship. We need fellowship one to another. In John 1:3, John writes, "We proclaim to you that we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." Yes, we grow closer to God and Jesus by fellowshipping with one another. Scripture teaches us that. And our lead scripture for today, Hebrews 10:24-25. "Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Folks, we come together for our Christian fellowship to help encourage one another, because we all face the fiery darts of Satan. We all have temptation. We all have the world tugging us away from God and from the church. And when we come together as believers, we're able to strengthen our faith, strengthen our hope, and strengthen our bond with God. It's vitally important that Christians meet together regularly. Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." How are you going to bear the burden of your brother or sister if you never see him? How are you going to know what's going on at the church and what your pastor or deacons may be up against unless you see them? Sunday school is a great, small Bible study group where people grow even closer because it's more intimate. Sunday school is a vital part of church, and so many are missing out because they refuse to attend Sunday school. Folks, we help one another. We carry one another's burdens. We encourage one another regularly. That's why Christians should meet together. And the best reason, and reason number 5 that I'll present to you this morning, and there's more reasons in the Bible why we should go to church, but I'm going to present to you the best reason why a Christian should go to church. Number 5, as followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are called to be imitators of Him. A Christian is a little Christ. A Christian is someone who emulates Jesus Christ. And what did Jesus do? Jesus attended service regularly. Luke 4:16 says, "Jesus went to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue as was his custom." Folks, Jesus was brought up in a godly household. Mary, her faith in God was the reason God chose her to give birth to the Savior. Joseph's faith in God is why God chose him to be with Mary. And they brought Jesus up in a godly household, and their custom was to go to church. Yes, folks, you should go to church because it's the thing to do, but we do it because Jesus did it as well. In Mark 1:21, Jesus and his companions went to the town of Capernaum. When the Sabbath day came, he went into the synagogue and began to teach. He went out of town and went to church. How many of you can honestly say that when you go out of town on vacation, you attend church? I love going to other churches. Me and my bride have a great time when we go out on vacation. Now, sometimes we get to go up to Covington, where my dad is the pastor of Sheridan Baptist Church, and we love going there and love being with those folks, and I've had the privilege and honor of preaching at that church. We went up to Gatlinburg last year for vacation, and that Sunday we went to First Baptist of Gatlinburg, and what a blessing it was to be amongst those people. Even though we didn't personally know anybody there, we were all family, and everyone treated us that way. Everyone was good to us. Now, you don't always find that in every church you attend, and we're going to look at some of the excuses that people have for not attending church. One of the biggest things that I hear from people is the church is full of hypocrites, gossips, and liars. And my reply to that is, yes, we are. We are not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. We should try our best not to be hypocrites. I have preached over and over that we are to act like Christians. We try our best not to be gossips. We talk about what Scripture tells us about the tongue and how it's a fire and how it sets great blazes by spreading these gossips. We learn that we have 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason. We are to listen twice as much as we talk. And we are to be careful what comes out of our mouth, because we will give an account on the day of judgment for every idle word. But folks, as much as we try to be good, as much as we try not to be hypocrites and liars and gossips, we're human. And it happens. So yes, there are hypocrites and gossips and liars in church, but they're also at the beach and they're at Walmart and they go to the movies and they're in the place where you work, and you've got some that even live in your house. And yet you don't fail to go to those places. Why would that keep you from coming to church? And I will let you know that Jesus is God, and as God, Jesus already knew before he went into the temple or the synagogue that he knew what kind of people would be there. And folks, there were liars and gossips and hypocrites. The biggest bunch of them were the leadership at that time, the Pharisees. But Jesus went anyway. God already knew what kind of people would be in that church building, and he went anyway. Praise God that Jesus and the Holy Spirit are in our church services.
Amen.
For if they used that excuse not to go to church, churches would be empty and be void of the Holy Spirit throughout the world. But praise be to God that Jesus sought out the imperfect souls. He sought out the hypocrites. He sought out the drunkards and the gossips and the liars and those of ill repute. Jesus sought them out, the tax collectors, people who were cheating other people, prostitutes. Jesus sought these people out and was among them to help save them. And folks, we need to do the same thing. So Christian, don't let that keep you from going to church. God might be using you to help clean up some of that stuff in that church. But if you're convicted that much, and if there's that much going on in that church, find another local house of worship to attend. Don't let these excuses keep you from going to church. Another thing that I hear is, well, when I went to that church, those people weren't very friendly. Folks, the leaders of the very synagogue that Jesus attended conspired against him and had him crucified. And yet, he went there. If you claim to be a Christian, you absolutely have no excuse for not attending and serving and supporting your local church. We need to stop making excuses of why we can't go to church and start making the excuses of why we have to go to church. I'm sorry, I can't go fishing this morning. I've got church service at 11. No, my child cannot play in that baseball league because they play on Sundays and we have church. Folks, it's time we quit making excuses from running from God and start making excuses to run towards God. Like I told you, in the next few weeks, we'll be looking at the rapture and the tribulation and the thousand-year reign. Folks, we need to be prepared for that because it's very real and it is coming. In the twinkling of an eye, we don't know when that's going to occur. And if you think people are confused and people are buying into media lies over this coronavirus, just wait until the rapture takes place and all the Christians are pulled from this world. You'll hear lies from the media like you've never heard before. But folks, on that day, 7 years after the tribulation begins, when Jesus comes back to earth to reign, there will be no lies from the media. There will be no excuses and no reasons. So folks, we need to start thinking about our future. We need to start thinking about our lives right now. And I will tell you, as my dad used to tell me years and years and years ago, son, when you go to church, you just have a better week, don't you? And we do. Our lives are better when we attend church, when we praise God, and when we try to live as holy as possible. God blesses us. It's a lot easier to walk through this world holding the hand of the master than it is trying to run holding hands with the devil. So folks, put God first. Instead of doing other things on Sunday, go to church. And go to church because of what Matthew 6:33 says. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Put God first in your life. Make church a priority. Be a witness to your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Stop making excuses not to go to church and start making excuses why you have to go to church. Folks, I'm blessed to be here this morning. I thank you for giving me a few minutes to be